I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians.
We don't want them here. They don't fit into our society. They're going to be a drain on the society.
They have their own culture and religion, form ghettos and do not assimilate.
Homosexuality that's spreading all these diseases.
There is only one Islam, and that is a fascist ideology.
Free speech will be speech which upsets people.
Be Australians. If you don't want to, then go back where you came from.
People do have a right to be bigots, you know. In a free country, people do have rights to say things that other people find offensive or insulting or bigoted.
Hate-filled narratives, their increase is what Amnesty International is highlighting this year in its annual report on human rights. It chimes with findings from the Southern Poverty Law Centre in the United States, which says in the last 12 months the number of hate groups expanded to 954, up 4% on the previous year. They say President Donald Trump's immigration stance and a perception that he sympathises with white supremacists have fuelled the increase. After releasing their State of the World Human Rights Report, Amnesty International Australia's National Director Claire Mallinson says unchecked hate speech can have serious consequences.
Certainly seen throughout 2017, hateful rhetoric turn into subtly hateful reality. And one of the most horrific examples is the situation for the Rohingya and the Myanmar campaign of ethnic cleansing, which has driven hundreds of thousands of women, children and men from their homes, fleeing in terror over the border into Bangladesh.
The report covers 159 countries and claims to be the most comprehensive analysis of the current state of human rights globally. The report found Australia's justice system is continuing to fail Indigenous people, especially children, who are 25 times more likely to be imprisoned than non-Indigenous children. Indigenous adults were 15 times more likely to be jailed than non-Indigenous adults, and at least 8 Indigenous people died in police custody. Ms. Mallinson says it's a problem that hasn't gotten any better.
The overrepresentation of Indigenous peoples in the Australian justice system is not getting any better. And for Indigenous kids in particular, it's truly awful. I mean, they're 25 times more likely to be in a children's prison than non-Indigenous kids. So we need a national plan for the government to implement. So we need a national plan with clear objectives, with targets, with independent oversight and monitoring of our children's prisons and all prisons.
The government's treatment of asylum seekers also read some mention in the report. Australia's entry details that the resettlement and humanitarian intake was 16,250 for the financial year beginning in June. That's down from almost 22,000 the previous year, with the ending of an additional intake of Syrian and Iraqi refugees. The report also says the more than 300 people living in offshore processing in Nauru were subjected to humiliation, neglect, abuse and poor physical and mental health care. It also notes that as of November 30, 2016, there were 1,301 people in immigration detention onshore and that about 20% had been detained for more than 730 days. Ms. Mallinson says the Australian government needs to reconsider its stance.
At the moment, what we're seeing is more people fleeing than ever before crisis situations and war in countries like Syria and Myanmar. I mean, it's 22 million. That's bigger than ever before in terms of the refugees who've had to flee terror and torture. So, you know, we want to see Australia show leadership. We've just been elected on to the Human Rights Council. We'd like to see Australia increase our humanitarian program to a minimum of 30,000.
Australia's passage of legislation to create marriage equality in December was also mentioned, with Amnesty's report critical of the postal survey process chosen by the government. But Ms. Mallinson says while it generated divisive and damaging public debate, it's a good outcome.
Article 16 gives you the right to marry. And human rights should never, ever be subjected to a vote. So I hope we never see what we saw last year. But it's absolutely fantastic that the outcome and that there'll be lots of additional marriages happening across Australia in 2018.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.